Now, 36 years ago this morning, the clock radio woke me up so I could do my paperwork. As I was getting dressed, I heard the news, and it was just never the same after that. Anyways, you know what happened 36 years ago today.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, there you go, there you go. This is legal ID. Please, please, stay away, FCC.
Well, there used to be this old guy named Woody. Well, Woody was an Indian. Came from a town in Oklahoma called Bowlegs.
Yep.
And he used to have this saying. He used to say when things got real lousy. I mean real lousy. All you had to do was just put out the fire and call in the dogs and head it on back to Bowlegs. That's what this tune's about. Heading on back. Sometimes things don't work out, but that's how life is, son. All them little miseries can keep you on the run. Some morning you may wake up with your face down in the eggs. So just put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Well, lots of people in this world are trying to make a buck. Some folks ride in limousines while others drive them big old Peterbilt trucks. Just remember that old saying about the round holes and square pegs. And just put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs.
Pick one, boy.
Use trying to be what you're not. You run on a treadmill and you'll get tired a lot. So why not take some advice from me? Even though I ain't no McCartney. Well, the moral of this story escapes me at this time. I've been too busy sitting here just trying to make it rhyme. Well, I'm a crazy drunken fool, and when I finish off this keg, I'm gonna piss on the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Piss on the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Just piss on the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs.
Well, right now we're gonna do a little head on back ourselves. Head on down to the local water hole, take advantage of that happy hour.
We'll go to the Jerome.
Let's go to the Jerome.
Right.
They got a beer down there with my name on it.
They got a beer called Jeff.
Remember, you can indulge, but just no driving. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Bowlegs for Jimmy. You wanted to hear that. All right, we start. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot. I got no background music. Hold on. Ready? Here we go. All right, that's better. I knew I didn't hear something in my headphones other than my voice. Well, we started this set out with some human sexual response with Jackie Onassis. from 90, well, no, it's not. Thing here says 91, but I know that's totally wrong. And that's what Rich Gilbert used to play with on something like that, with Human Sexual Response. There's a couple songs off that album I wanted to play, but I'd get kicked out of the station faster than you could say FCC. Rolling Stones, way back from 1967, with Connection from Between the Buttons LP. Jay Giles Band, Must Have Got Lost, the live version from 1976. And as I said, you can still vote, and you can vote multiple times for the next bands going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just Google Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you'll get the link, and you can, I think you can pick up to 7. The Cars are in there, MC5 is in there, so there's a bunch of good bands, but definitely, definitely vote for Jay Giles Band. They should be in. John Lennon, Give Peace a Chance, off of the Imagine LP, 1971. Just imagine if we didn't have that dark day back in 1980. That was by request. And I got a couple more requests coming up here. As I said, you're listening to Chris and Strike the Box, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And yes, I did get my ID in legal time. Maybe somebody else's clock was running fast. And again, a shout out to guys in Fire Alarm who are tuning in. I appreciate it. And everybody else that's been dropping notes in on Facebook. If you want to hear something and I can find it, I'll play it. Remember, it is freeform. So anything and everything.
I'm with you. I tell by the way you dress that you're so real fine.
It's time for this week's redo, where I take, or as I would say in Arabic, something like that, where I take two songs playing back to back. Could be the original cover, slightly different version, something like that. And I keep saying I'm going to get a better redo intro, and I never do. So, oh well to you. Hey, how about that? That all rhymes. Well, anyways, here is this week's redo.
Look.
You know it gives me the chills.
So there you go, this week's version of Redo, Hang On Sloopy, originally done by this group, The Vibrations, back in 1964, but the first version we heard today was from James Henry and the Olympics. They covered The Vibrations and called it My Girl Sloopy. They had a regional hit up in the Northwest back in 1965 with it, but was quickly eclipsed by the McCoys with their version in 1966. Now, the backing group actually for the McCoys version was the Strangeloves. And Rick Derringer at the time was named, I'm just trying to read my writing here, Rick something. But he went by another name. He did the backing vocals for it. So that's your redo for this week. My Girl Sloopy, Hang On Sloopy. Originally done by the Vibrations, we heard the James Henry and the Olympics version first, then followed by the McCoys. And it was actually the original McCoys version because the one that was released had just like a double chorus, not a triple chorus that we heard today because we try and get you the real stuff. We started things out there with some Go-Go's with Our Lips Are Sealed with Beauty and the Beast from 1981. Pale Lips with Doo-Wah-Diddy-Shim-Sham-Shimmy Bam-a-Lam-a-Loo from the Wannabe Bad EP from Horsehead Records. The Trogs with A Girl Like You from 1966 off the Fontana label. As I said, we did our redo there. So we got just a little less than a half an hour to go here, so if you want to hear something, let me know. 617-no, wrong number, that's the old one. 855-915-WMFO. Again, it's 855-915-9636. And I'll try and put it on the air. I got a few more requests I gotta get to, so oops, that means my music has run out. So that means I have to stop talking and figured, oh, if you not really know who the Strangeloves were, how about this to help refresh your memory?
The sunlight in my eyes. David. Just a little bit closer. Turn your radio up so you can hear what I'm saying. Oh, now you got me turned on, baby. A 100 million people with nothing to say. Running round in circles, they're just living today. But stick with me, baby. I'll show you how to fly. We'll mix it with the music, watch the world go by in the night time. Yeah.
Through my window today, could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my
It is getting colder out there, and people are using space heaters. They can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFU in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Stay safe out there, okay?
My mama said I can't see you no more, 'cause we don't know what love really means.
Yeah, what you mean we don't know what love really means?
She says we can't get married for 3 years or more, 'cause we're only in our teens. Oh no, we're not too young, come to get married. Not too young, come to get married. What kind of difference can a 2 year make?
More than I do today. a tip from me and get ready for the big parade. Is the place to be, every night's a happy holiday. The kids are jumping around, everybody's doing loop-de-loop. Just a making the rounds like a speed freak in a telephone booth. The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. You got a personality crisis, baby. Patti Smith, she's the staggerly of rock and roll. She threw a 7 and 11, and she always knows which parts to hold. And I see Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, they're just a-getting higher and higher. Give those boys one more drink, and they're gonna set the place on fire. Go get them, boys! The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Bad girl is looking for a kid. Down at Max's
Candace City,
all the boys are
Max's Candace City,
all the girls are
Max's Candace City.
She's all in a buzz. She's on the cover of the New York Rocker. Dee Ramone strips his bass to the bone. He's a blitzkrieg bopper. The Heartbreakers are gonna give you a taste of going steady with pirate love. And you better watch it, because my Backstreet Boys are gonna rip you apart. Riff 'em up, boys! The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Trash, pick it up, you know where, that's right. Down at
Max's Candace City,
all the boys are
Max's Candace City,
all the girls are
Max's Candace City.
Now I ain't talking about San Francisco, and I ain't talking about Los Angeles, and I ain't talking about Detroit City. I'm talking about New York City, down at Max's Candace City, baby. Hey man, what's happening? Where you going tonight? Well, I think I'm gonna go down to Max's and check out a couple of rock and roll bands. Oh yeah? Who's playing there these days? Well, there's the Heartbreakers, Cherry Vanilla and a Staten Island Band, Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys, the Fast, Para Ubu, John Collins, Para Toledo, Suicide, the Ramones, Blondie, the Dolls, Television, Talking Heads, August, Fuse, Mom, the Poppies, the Marbles, the Planets, the Miamis, Just Water, Tough Dart, Dale Bread, Richard Hale, Lance Loud and the Mumps, Another Pretty Face, and Mink DeVille, and phew. Oh yeah, they got this new group that everybody's talking about called the Psychotic Frogs. Hey, wait, just a minute. There's just one more thing I forgot to tell you. You better not forget to bring your masquerade mask and your ego trip, because you're gonna need it when you go down to Max's Kansas City, baby. That's right.
what that music means. That means I gotta clean my stuff up and get out of here. Because Fred's coming in for Haley this week. And he'll be playing some more stuff, so keep on listening. We just finished up with some Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys with Max's Kansas City, 1976. Originally released in 75, I believe. It's off the do-it-yourself blank generation, the New York Scene, 75 to 78 compilation. We started things off there with some Strange Loves with Nighttime. The year didn't come up, but I do believe it's 65 or 66. Donovan. I had his full name up. I think it's Curtis Donovan Leach, I think. Sunshine Superman from 1966. Bob B. Sock and the Blue Jeans. It's Bob B. Sock and the Blue Jeans with Not Too Young to Get Married from the Philly Records Presents Today's Hits. Early 60s. Darwin's Theory with Hosanna off the Major Minor label from 1966. Devo, Space Junk, Are We Not Men? We are Devo. 1978, the Warner Brothers label. And as I said, we finished up with some Wayne County. So that's it for me. I got to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed the show today. I want to give a big shout out and a happy birthday to my sister, Deb. And next song's going to be for her. Hopefully she, if she's listening, she'll enjoy it. I won't be here next week because I got some work to do. But guess what? I will be here the week after, the 22nd. It's the annual Christmas show. So make sure you tune in. December 22nd, Christmas show. And if there's nobody here, I'll try and start a little early or maybe go a little late. We'll see what happens. Anyways, thanks everybody. Have a great week, rest of the week and weekend. That's it for me. I got to get out of here. Thanks everybody. Take care.
Four gentlemen and one great, great roar. Big Brother.